Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What if Jesus had been like a lot of people today? Father prompted him, you need to pray and spend some time with me and get some direction on this. And he thought, oh well, God's going to do what he's going to do. And he slept all night, ate a big breakfast, and said, you know, we need some apostles. Who wants to do it? Because you know, God loves all of us, right? God loves all of us the same, right? And we need to be inclusive and not exclude anybody. I tell you what, let's just all be apostles. We can just all be, why stop at 12? Now you're laughing, but people do things like this just based on reasoning, just based on randomness. God is not a random God. He calls all the stars by name. We don't have a clue how many there are. He's got them all named. He keeps track of the number of hairs on your head. You know how many there are? Within 100. Do you know within 100?
No.
Ain't got a clue. You might know there's less than there used to be, but if it didn't matter, God wouldn't keep up with all that. And if he didn't care, he wouldn't keep up with all that. No, all this looseness, all this it doesn't matter, God doesn't care. He used to care. Do you read the scriptures? He used to care about details. He used to care about things. When did he change? He didn't change. Men have changed. And it's not about being legalistic and being in fear. It's just about getting to know who he is and how he thinks and how he functions and how he operates. And I'm pretty sure if he was too loose with physics, this thing wouldn't work. Right? If he was too loose about gravity and stars and orbit, I reckon this thing would come apart like a cheap watch. Details matter. Precision matters. Let's say the doctor's working on you. Surgeon's working on you. You want him to be precise? What are we supposed to take out today? This other stuff can come out too. Let's, you know, I mean, which side? You know, whatever. Do you want your surgeon saying whatever in the middle of your procedure? I think, what do you think? I think this will be okay. Yeah, just patch it up. Things that matter should be precise. Everything that matters should be precise. To get the most out of it, for it to work properly. Jesus, the Master, my hero. Is he your hero? What do you mean? He's my hero. He did everything perfect. I want to do it like he did it. I can be his disciple. I am his disciple. And I can learn to function like he functioned. But I needn't think. I can ignore how he did it and get the same results. The servant's not above the master. If I'm going to get results like he got, I got to do what he did. I got to do it the way he did it. And one thing he did was pray. He prayed. He prayed a lot. And he heard. He got answers. He heard from the Father. Remember, he sums up his entire ministry by saying, I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I see him do. And in praying all night, you're going to hear some things. Right? You're going to see some things. Obviously, he saw himself appointing these 12 as he prayed. I don't mean he was caught up in an open vision. You don't have to be. You can see it in your heart, what we call your mind's eye. If you'll get quiet long enough and pray long enough, you'll start seeing things. I mean, this has happened to myself. This happened to Phyllis. This happened to us many, many times. The results you see in ministry, that's how they've come out. You see it happening. Not even talking about an open vision now. Just in your heart, in what you might call your mind's eye. You see yourself doing this. See yourself going over here. You see yourself being involved in this. And the more you pray about it, the more you know. We have an unction of the Holy One. If you're not sure, what do? Don't give up. Don't give up. Act like you can't know. You can know. You can know. You can be sure. You can be detailed if you're willing to stay with it. Keep praying. Keep communing with Him. We don't need to stop with a part of it. I feel like I should do this and then run and ask somebody else, how do you do that? What do you think? No, you didn't stay long enough. You get an inkling of what you should do. You need to stay and find out when, find out where, find out how, right? With whom? You need to get the rest of it. You need to get the rest of it. Jesus got it. He knew exactly who was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Not 11, not 13, not this one instead of that one. There was no ambiguity. There was no discussion. There was no committees. Oh, you didn't hear me. There was no vetting. There was no process. Excuse me. There was a process. He just went through it last night. But there was no man-made process. There was no wrangling. There was no fussing. There was no voting. Did he get it right?
Yes.
Exactly. It's still right today, thousands of years later. It'll still be right 1,000 years from now when you go by the base of the wall in the new city and read their names.
That's right.
It'll be right. Yeah. It's right forever. Mm-hmm. That's worth a few hours one night.
Yeah.
To get something right the rest of your life and even eternity.
Amen.
That's easily worth missing some sleep. You can take a nap that afternoon. You'll be okay. Did I lose somebody?
No.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Go with me to James 5. James 5. He's talking about prayer. He's talking about healing. And then he expands to more about prayer just in general. James 5. We'll begin reading in verse 13. James 5:13 said, is any among you afflicted? Afflicted means going through trials, going through tests. Challenges. Is any among you afflicted? Get counseling. Is any among you going through trials and tests? Get counseling.
No.
Where is that verse? Is any among you going through tests and trials and challenges and problems? Ask other people to pray. It said what? Let him pray. Let who pray? Him, the him that's going through the test and trial, let him pray because him needs to hear, right? About his situation. And it's amazing how people want to do all kind of stuff except pray. I've been with folks before and they wanted counseling. And I didn't have anything in my heart to counsel with them. I said, let's just kneel down here and pray. And it made them mad. They didn't come for prayer. Well, that's a problem. Because no matter what I might say, it's not going to change this. Right? And he said, if you're going through some stuff, let him pray. There's a lot of praying, my friend, that nobody can do for you. You can try to put it off on them, but it's not going to work. And I'm not saying nobody can pray for you. You know they can. But there's some praying people can't do for you. There's some things that are personal and that only you can do. And it depends on your condition. I mean, you know, if you're able to do your laundry, don't ask me to do it for you. Do your own laundry, right? I mean, if you, now, you know, if you're laid up and you can't do your laundry, I might do your laundry for you. But if you're able to mow your own grass, right? If you're able to vacuum your own floor, why turn in requests for other people to vacuum your floor? Oh, I lose somebody? People are like, well. Too many people turning in requests for prayer that won't pray for themselves. And it doesn't work. I said it doesn't work. God's not going to give them answers that he'll only give you. Some things are personal. They're private. They're between you and him. You're only going to get them when you pray. Somebody say, let him pray. Let him pray. Let him pray. Isn't he merry? Let him sing songs. Psalms. See, it'd be like me if I came up and said, you know, I'm happy. You sing. Can you see? Both of these are the same kind of thing. I'm in trouble. You pray. It's the same as saying, I feel great. Sing. You sing. No. If you're married, let him. Everybody say, let him. Let him. It might not hurt to underline those two words. Let him. You happy? You sing. You going through some stuff? You pray. Not to say I can't pray for you and other people can't pray for you, but we can't do your praying for you. I've had men tell me oftentimes, say, well, you know, my wife's the prayer in the family. I said, she can't do your praying for you. Thank God she's a prayer and a good one. But she can't do your praying for you. Nobody can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me